Chic happens, y'all, but we got this. Natalie Riddell, Commander in Chic, here with my sister cousin Jane.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hi, Janie Boo.
That was a close one. Can I just say, we almost broke up just now.
Well, we didn't. We deleted it so that we wouldn't have this conversation. But you know what, Jane? Let's have this conversation.
Listen, we deleted it because it was real awkward because my mouth fell open and I could not think of something to say.
That's the first novelty.
I mean, you know what?
All right, my feelings were hurt. We started recording and I said, this is my cousin, Jane. And I forgot to say sister cousin. But do you know why I got stuck?
No, do not turn this around.
No, it's actually not turn around. I'm just honestly what got me stuck is because you so intentionally don't make eye contact with me so that I don't forget the words. And today it was so you literally like whiplashed your head to look out the window and it distracted me, Jane.
I'm sorry.
So just, you know,
I try not to
harder to not be distracting. OK, because you're trying. Well, try less hard. Don't hurt yourself over there.
I'm just trying to be non-distracting.
Try harder.
Okay. Also, I'm distracted.
Yeah, I'm fried.
Can I tell you why I'm distracted?
Yeah.
Okay. So, snow in South Carolina.
Is there snow coming?
No. Is not snow coming.
Sorry.
Okay. But snow in South, people always say, oh my gosh, people in the South overreact to snow. That's blah, 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 blah. It is because we do. But do you know also why we overreact to snow?
Why?
Because we don't get it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So let's say you have a child, my child.
Okay.
I have a child. He's 10 years old.
Yes.
But even when he started getting them at 6 years old, he gets blood draws. He walks in. He gets them. It's not a big deal.
Right.
But now let's say you're going to take your 10-year-old in to get their blood drawn for the first time. They're probably going to freak out a little.
Right.
Like, even if you can get them to calm down and be rational, they're going to be scared and nervous. It doesn't happen to them
right.
a lot. So that's my analogy. It doesn't happen to us a lot. We don't live in the North where it's, you know, there's snow on the ground 75% of the time. Like, we might get winter weather one or two times if we're lucky in the year. Okay. And most of that, 90% of the time, it's ice. It's not even snow.
Right. It's not okay? cute.
It's not cute. So, yes, that's why our schools shut down when there's a dusting or
Jane,
when there's
ice. A lot.
It's because we don't invest in all the things that you need to invest in.
Wait, why are you telling me this?
Okay. I have a point.
Is this relevant? Is my question.
Relevant.
I mean, it is, but is it? Okay.
It is.
Go ahead. I'm ready. Okay? I'm really ready.
Okay, so growing up, so snow is a big deal. When we actually do get snow, we love it because and I will compare it to when I lived in Richmond, we got snowed in. We had, and I think this was kind of an exorbitant amount, even for Richmond, but there was at least a foot of snow on the ground for a month. And it kept it would start to melt and our driveway would start to clear and then we would get another foot and a half of snow.
It snows pretty good there.
It does snow.
That's probably more than like an average. But there's good snow there.
There is good snow.
It's kind of magical.
It really covers the ground. It's beautiful. But when you have a newborn baby.
And you're stuck in your house.
And you're stuck in your house. Yeah. And my husband has to walk to work in the snow. He has to walk to the nearest street that has been plowed. So he would have to walk. I mean, this sounds like something our grandparents would say. He would have to walk a mile in the snow to get to the street where
he could park.
Not he could park, but they would have somebody come and pick him up.
Oh.
But I mean, they would be like, listen, if inclement weather's coming, you're not getting off of work in residency.
You still have to be in the hospital.
You still have to be in the hospital. So if you need to, come into work today, even though it's your day off. Before it starts snowing.
Yeah.
Or make sure you can get here. Like, those are your options kind of thing. So anyways, living there and having that snow. That one winter, I was like, you know what? I actually like the South Carolina
snow.
We're
not moving to Chicago anytime soon.
It falls on the ground. you usually keep it for a day or two and then it's gone. And you're lucky if it stays around for more than 24 hours, you know?
Well, what is that? What's the point?
Okay, there's more of a point.
I'm sorry.
Listen, people are interested in this.
Okay, I'm dying over here.
I can't wait for all. You know what? We're going to get so many five-star reviews about
sure.
the information.
Not really telling the story about snow. Okay, I can't wait.
Okay, so growing up,
okay,
when I was little, they
Which
would.
I was 30.
Yeah, you okay. were an adult. You were probably already married.
Undoubtedly.
Okay, okay, but I was a child, and the weather predicted snow a good amount of the time, okay? We okay. might get snow, and it was all big talk. People in the grocery store would be talking about it, buying up the
batteries and water.
Batteries and water, bread and milk.
All the canned soup.
Get you some eggs, all the stuff for snow cream, which I love.
Oh my God, I love snow cream.
Snow
Why
cream.
Did you bring that up? I'm trying not to eat sugar, Jane.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm going to eat sugar and it's your fault. I'm not going to do it. Go ahead.
Okay.
I do love snow cream.
So.
How do you make snow cream?
Well, first you have to stick your bowl out before it's going to snow.
Well, I just go scoop it.
Oh, I stick my bowl out so it's freshly fallen in the bowl.
Okay.
But then if I need more, I'll scrape it. I'll scrape it off like the table, off the porch or something like that. Somewhere where it's clean. You know, just get it out of the ground.
Good call.
Okay. And then you do
vanilla.
Vanilla.
Sugar.
Evaporated milk.
Evaporated milk? I just put cream in it.
Evaporated milk.
All right. Well, I've been snow creaming wrong.
I think so. I haven't made it in a long time. So we haven't had snow in a long time.
Well, we're making it next time there's snow.
Yeah.
I might go buy a slushy machine. Maybe we'll just go buy some ice cream. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to eat sugar.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Maybe we. No.
We're not.
Okay.
Whatever you're going to say, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So. Oh, I need to tell you about this ice cream store, though.
No, Jane.
No, you'll like it. No. This story will lead into the next.
Fine. Okay. I'm excited.
Okay, so we will get so excited about snow. But my dad, he is like, this is your Uncle Steve.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for clarifying that.
Just in case.
It's tricky, the family tree thing. I get it.
So he would always be like, okay, I know they're calling for snow. Well, it's not going to snow.
Right.
Like, it is not, there is no way, it's not going to get cold enough. The way it's coming over the mountains, the highs in the not the right place, the lows not in the right place, blah, blah, blah. He knew all this stuff. And we'd be like, Dad,
it's
not amazing. He was like, well, you know what? I could be wrong. But what I'm telling you is what they are predicting, what I see, it's not going to happen. And do you know what? He was always right.
Okay.
And so whenever we were like, oh, Dad, they say it's going to snow on Friday. Is it going to snow on Friday? We would not believe it until he said yes. If he was like, well, yeah, I think it really might. We'd be like, oh, it's going to snow. Like, then we knew if Daddy said it was going to snow, it was going to snow.
Right.
Like, it was going to snow. There were maybe a handful of times where he would say it's not going to snow and we might have gotten a dusting or something. But for the most part, and we would be so mad when he would say, no, it's not going to snow. Like, Daddy. And he was like,
I can't help
fault.
It. I'm just telling you.
So now, like, even to this day as adults, I can't speak for all of my sisters, but I do know that when they're predicting snow, I will text or call Daddy and be like, hey, Daddy, do you think it's going to snow on Thursday? They say it's going
to
snow.
To know better.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, I looked and it doesn't look like it. But
okay.
Also, he's kind of taught us. So I
right.
can even look at it and be like, I don't really think it's going to
right.
snow. So they predicted snow this past Monday. It was supposed to snow.
Friday.
Last Friday. Yeah. Last Friday, it was supposed to snow. And so, you know, my two friends who I'm really close
yes.
with, Megan and Alicia, which Alicia is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where there's snow.
There's real snow.
There's real snow. Okay.
Snow.
But she's lived here in South Carolina for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then Megan grew up here in South Carolina. And they were both like, it's going to snow on Friday. Oh my gosh, it's going to snow. And I was looking, it was going to be like 46 degrees. Mm-mm. I was like, y'all, I'm just going to let y'all know.
Wait, did it snow here?
No.
Okay, because I was in Montreat for the day.
Oh, and it did snow there.
Oh, we got the most.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful snow.
Yes. I was like, it's not going to snow. I promise
The crazy
you.
Thing is the Weather Channel because I was going to go to Montreat, mm-hmm. right? And get mm-hmm. me some rocks and all the things yes. and run all the errands, which mm-hmm. I did. But of course, on Thursday night, I'm like, why is it 80 more chances? Because also, the temperature isn't cold enough for that.
I know.
But also, it says 80% chance of snow. Even Friday morning. And I kept being like, am I being crazy to drive up there? John's like, Nadi, you're driving into snow. And I'm like, but am I though? Because I just don't. And he was like, okay, maybe not. Like, we looked at it and he was like, okay, it's probably okay. Of course, then mom calls four times.
Of course.
Is it snowing? I feel like you might be driving to snow. Are you driving to
because
snow?
Because you know what's
snow?
You know what's really good is if you are driving in inclement weather, please call me on the phone and let me talk.
Right.
Talk again. On my phone while driving.
Oh, wait. No, just text. You know what? Just text. Me.
I'll text fine. You back. That's fine. I'll text you right
back. The other thing is,
if I love you, Aunt Jane.
If you're pretty sure it's not going to snow where you are, drive directly into snow.
Into the snow.
That's into the way the I like snow. To do it. Mm. But do you know what happened?
What?
It was almost like, okay, you know, to get to Asheville from here.
Yes.
There's sort of a moment where it's like all of a sudden it opens up and there's that view with the big mountains.
Yes.
And you go over that pass and it's yes. mountains on both sides. And it's like a Colorado moment.
It
really is. You kind of are like, wait, I was just in Greenville.
I know.
And then all of a sudden you're like, and then from then on you feel like you've kind of like
you're
made
in
it.
In the mountains.
And it's right at the North Carolina line.
Yep.
Which is cool. But I literally like crossed the North Carolina line and got to that. And it was like driving in. It's like on Wizard of Oz when she gets
yes.
after the house has a crash on the witch and she opens it and it's color everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was literally like we walked into Technicolor.
Yes.
But like I drove into that peak.
Yes.
That opening. And all of a sudden it was like everything's white.
Oh.
And then it just got yummier. And it was that wet snow that I mean, all snow is beautiful
yes.
in different ways, but it was the snow. Like, I love when the snow stacks on the branches
yes.
and like the branches are dark on the bottom, but then the white stacks on yes. the top. It's just so, it was beautiful. Like a wonderland.
It's beautiful. Okay. So my friends were like, you're like, they were telling their kids it's going to snow. I was like,
don't
okay,
do
but
that. You're going to have to back out of it.
It's not going to snow. And they're like, how do you know? The ground freezes at da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, but I'm just telling you. And then like they lowered the high was going to be down to like 42. And I was like, okay,
but still 10 degrees above freezing.
I know. I was like, even if they lower it down to like 39, I was like, maybe you will see flakes fall from the sky. But it will not stick.
Ain't nobody sledding on it.
No. It is not going to stick. And so I, like, because everybody was talking about it so much, I told my kids, okay, they are predicting for snow on Friday. However, it is
They're
not
wrong.
Going to snow. I'm letting you know. I seriously felt like my dad at this point. I was like, just so you know, it's not going to snow. You may wake up in the morning on Friday. You may see flakes falling from the sky. But if you look down on the ground, you will see them melting. It
right.
will not stick. It will not accumulate. So while, yes, it will be pretty if flakes fall from the sky, it like don't get your hopes up. I'm just letting you know. And then it was really funny because Sam was like, oh, if you wake up in the morning, Mom, and it's snowing, will you come and wake me up? And I said, okay, there's a big problem with that. And he was like, I don't care. I don't care if you wake up or if it's early. Because I said, no. The problem with that is between the two of us, who do you think is going to wake up first? And he was like, oh. And I was like, so I'll tell you, if you wake up in the morning and see flakes falling,
come see your mom.
You can come tell me about it. Don't
love
expect
it.
Me to get out of bed, but you can come tell me about it.
I love it.
So anyways, I was telling my friends, and like that night, so Thursday night, I was like, it's not, and they were like, Jane, you have to have faith. You have to believe. Their kids were all like, Miss Jane.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, but this is the thing. The reason I'm saying it is not to try and be a naysayer. I want you to lower your expectations because
so you're
you
not
know
disappointed.
What? If my kids wake up in the morning and there's snow on the ground, they're not going to care that I told them there wasn't snow. They're going to be elated.
Right.
But when your kids wake up in the morning and there's not snow on the ground, do you know what happened when they woke up in the morning and there was no snow on the ground because it did not snow? they were all mad at me.
Right.
They were all like, you call Miss Jane and you tell her it's because of her.
Aww.
It's because of her. But then I felt like, oh my gosh, I am my dad. Like, this is just like daddy
wait. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. But so anyways, and I do think at one point during the day for about 30 seconds, it was kind of drizzling rain. For about 30 seconds, those raindrops turned into snowflakes.
And turned right back.
And then turned right back.
And melted in the air.
And one of my friends, Alicia, she messaged me and she was like, it's snowing here. It's snowing. And she like showed a picture and she was like, Jane, I don't want to hear anything about it. Like, don't talk about how it's not going to accumulate. Don't talk. And so I didn't respond. But so then last night I messaged them because I was just checking the weather for the week because the kids started back school.
Right.
Or they did today. And it said it was supposed to rain and be 42 degrees. And so I messaged them last night and I was like, oh, y'all, did y'all check the weather for tomorrow? It's going to be 42 degrees and raining. It's snowing for 100%. 100% it's going to snow.
But I'm looking right now just so you know, and they know forecasts for snow now.
No, there's not. But listen, my friend Megan messaged me just a little while ago. And she was like, when I just walked out to the parking lot, there were snowflakes falling. Legit. Snowflakes. So I keep, now we've come full circle, I keep looking out the window because I'm like, are there snowflakes falling? No, there are no snowflakes falling.
Because also, Jane, it's 43 degrees.
Yes. There you go.
Drizzle starting in 7 minutes will last for 19 minutes. That's what my phone just said.
There you go.
Just so you know.
Well, I'll let you know if it turns to snow. I'll keep checking.
Okay, but let me tell you this.
Okay, tell me.
In case it doesn't, when you're a Florida native, mm-hmm. how we like to do snow.
Yes.
Is in tank tops and flip-flops. And you take boxes mm-hmm. and you flatten them out, mm-hmm. double them up, because mm-hmm. roots poke through. And Jane, it hurts if you're sitting on a box going pretty quick down a hill.
Right.
And the root comes up through the box.
Yep, because there's not enough snow to cover bottom, the root.
Because there is no snow, in fact.
I was going to say, wait, where...
No, this is just sledding because we were robbed.
Oh.
This is Florida sledding,
Jane.
There
is no snow.
No. You open a box, double them up. If you're not naked sliding around your concrete in your garage, which was my other favorite thing, mm-hmm. as we know, with dish soap, then you keep your clothes on for this because you're not okay. in your garage, just sure. for the record. And you sit on boxes.
Yeah.
The bigger the box, the better, just okay. for obvious reasons. And you like kneel on them or cross Indian leg style.
Right.
And find the steepest hill on your parents' property.
And then you slide down.
And you just push each other down.
Well, then who needs snow?
You don't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
So tell the ladies.
I'll tell them.
You don't need no stinking snow.
You can try it
on outdoor trash bags, but.
It hurts probably.
A little bit.
Just.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay.
I would not recommend that.
Just so you know.
Just so y'all know.
Okay. Well, this is the other thing that I wanted to lead into.
Oh, good. Please.
There is I say new. They've been there for 3 years. But, you know, Mom and Dad have a lake house on Kiwi, which right. is real, like, in Seneca or real close to Seneca.
which is outside of Greenville.
Which is outside of Clemson.
Which is outside of Greenville. Got it.
Which in between Clemson and Greenville is...
ice cream. What? Yeah,
no, never mind. Oh. In Seneca is this ice cream place called In the Midst, I think is how it's...
Okay.
It's a
I don't like it. I don't like the name.
I know. It's a confusing name.
It stresses me out.
But listen, it's like in... The N is actually, it looks like the N, like the nitrogen on the periodic table.
Okay.
Okay. So In the Midst, I think is how it's.
Okay.
So.
I feel worse okay. actually now.
But you walk in there and they.
In the midst of something?
I think so.
I don't know if okay, I'm
going
to go. Okay,
but listen, no, you will want to go.
Okay. This I feel is, like I don't like it.
You're
okay.
going to love it. I promise you. The reason they've used that N is because they use liquid nitrogen to make their ice cream.
That does not sound like something that would be in Seneca, South Carolina. I'm just going to say that.
I know, but listen.
Also, there are a lot of better things you could have done with an N to incorporate into ice cream that ain't in the midst.
Listen, in the midst of what? People. I like these people.
Just mad because I'm trying not to eat ice cream, Jane. It's making me mad just talking about it.
Well, first of all,
why are they using nitrogen?
You walk in. Oh, it's magical.
Why are you just now telling me about it then?
Well, I just found out about it when this summer is the first time Mom and Dad took me.
Okay.
Well, then I just forgot to talk about it.
All right. Well, then remember.
But we just went back over New Year's. We went back there with the kids. And it was magical. And my kids love it because the way they have it is they've got probably, I don't know, 8 stand mixers. Okay, so imagine like a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay.
And then the amount of flavors of ice cream. You can use all different kinds of milk. Almond milk, regular milk, I can't remember. Okay. All different things. And then you choose your flavoring. And then you can choose mix-ins to go in with it. So kind of imagine like... The places that we kind of have like that kind of
Sweet
thing
Frog, is
like
TCBY in the old days.
Right. Or like Marble Slab or Cold Stone.
Sure.
But instead of it being mixed in off it's of a slab, it's in a mixer.
Fresh made.
Wait.
Ice cream frozen with nitrogen.
And they pour liquid nitrogen in it. And the, you know, the smoke that comes from the liquid, it just covers like the floor of the restaurant while they're making the ice cream.
We need to go there.
The kids, I mean, they like, they've made it so that there's like a barrier so the kids can't like reach their hands in. Cause you can imagine like little kids might like reach their hands up.
Sure.
But it does. It like falls all down. It's
okay. It's magical. So cool. It says it's odorless. It's non-toxic. It's tasteless. It's colorless. It's 78% of the air we breathe. It freezes ice cream at 321 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. Choose a size. Choose a base, which is ice cream, yogurt, almond milk, or cashew milk.
Yep.
Choose a flavor and up to 3 mixes.
Yep.
It's fun.
It's so fun. And like one of my favorite like ice creams to get is just like vanilla ice cream with Heath bar. Like that's, I love that. I love that mix, but they have all kinds of things. And then they have like pre-made mixes that are supposed to taste like something like they have like a PB and J flavor. And it's like their peanut butter ice cream with, I can't remember now exactly, but my mom got one of their pre-made mixes this last time and she got banana pudding. And mom said, you know, what is it? And she said, okay, well, it's our banana flavored ice cream with bananas and vanilla wafers mixed in.
That sounds good.
And mom's like, okay, I'm going to get that. And in my head, I'm thinking, ew, I hate artificial banana flavor.
Same. It's like, not banana. It's like artificial cherry, ain't cherries.
Mom was like, taste this. I was like, okay. So I tasted it. It tasted just like bananas. It tasted frozen banana pudding. It was delicious. And the other thing I really like about this ice cream, because they use liquid nitrogen to freeze it, it doesn't have, you know how some ice creams can be so creamy and heavy and like almost, you can almost feel, this is how I feel. This is why I'm not a big ice cream fan. It kind of coats your mouth in the like fat from the cream. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't like that. I would so much rather have like soft serve ice cream that.
Well, I've coated my mouth, honey. I want it.
Well, this is more like.
Lighter
ice cream.
You don't coat your mouth.
Okay,
fine.
But it is so good. And then, so like my kids all get like, Mary Jane got a really weird flavor. What'd she get? Cotton candy with cookie dough.
Whoa.
I was like,
that's a lot of things.
Cookie dough and gummy bears.
Oh gosh. But did she like it?
She loved it. I mean, the kids love it. And but they're also so nice. These people are so nice. They are so sweet.
Well, I want to go. I want a video of this.
Okay, well, maybe next time. Maybe I should have taken a video when I went.
Jane.
But they do events. You know
what? Well, why don't we have an event there?
And they said they travel to Greenville.
Will they bring an event here?
Yes.
That's fine. Okay.
So anyways, I just had to talk to you about it. I said, Mom and I were talking. We were talking to them and they're like thinking about opening another location. We're like, Greenville, please come to Greenville. Please, please. And... he said, well, it's not all the realm of possibility. So I was like, yes. But
where else would they go?
I don't know. We didn't care to ask.
Okay.
We just wanted to push Greenville.
Good.
And but we said you should do a snow cream flavor. Like that should be a thing. Snow cream.
That sounds good.
Wouldn't it be so good?
It's a cute winter thing. theme.
Yes, because they had, like, Travis got ice cream and he got their pumpkin spice with graham cracker.
Ooh, that sounds good.
He really liked it. It was really good.
Okay, I'm going there. That's fun.
Let's go.
Seriously,
that I mean, I'll like drive fun. Up there for the day just to get that ice cream.
I'm down with it.
But also, I mean, the lake house is right there. We could just spend the night there.
That's fine, too. We could have it 2 days in a row.
Also, isn't Rock House Antiques kind of up that way? I feel like it is. Are they?
I don't know. I don't know where this is exactly.
Let's go to Rock House Antiques, and then let's keep driving.
Yes, please.
And go to the ice cream place.
Yes,
and then once we're there, we probably need to spend the night. Let's go to Pisano's, the Italian restaurant that's so good.
I love Pisano.
Okay.
Anyways, that's all. She happens, y'all. We got this.
We got to go.
Okay.
Hey, Natalie.
What?
It's not snowing outside.
Thank you, Jane. I wasn't even worried. Okay, yeah. Let me tell you that I would be worried.
What?
Because I'm supposed to get my hair done tomorrow. And if I don't get my freaking hair done, I'm going to come out of my skin. Because here's what happened. What happened was, these extensions, I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I have a little bit of post-traumatic stress from that first time I got them and I was out of town and I accidentally raked through and ripped them out and they were hanging down a half out of my head because I was harder on them than they knew I would be. Mm-hmm. Heather, I was like, Heather, you don't understand. There's, like Koi said, does she know what natty hard on stuff is? And I'm like, I think she knows now. So she was like, these are not going anywhere. We are legit. You good. You got to lock it.
Right.
We locked. So they've been great this time, but they still grow out.
Yes.
And I started, I would say like at 6 weeks, I was kind of like, okay, they're starting to grow out. I wonder where my appointment is. Then it was like 8 weeks was my appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Heather was sick. Then I was out of town for the thing mm-hmm. we rescheduled. Mm-hmm. And then we had to like reschedule it literally a third time.
Mm-mm.
I think she got sicker. I can't remember. But the main point is it's tomorrow and mama is overdue.
Yes.
So I'm ready to get these babies pulled up.
That's right.
High and tight. High and tight. High and tight. Okay,
it'll feel so good.
Oh, I'm excited. And I just feel like a ragamuffin in general.
Hopefully you'll get to meet Lee, the new guy who works there.
The one that you hit in the face.
Yeah, he does not like to be punched in the face.
What?
I'm
glad you told me because I'll note that.
Noted. Just so you know, he does not enjoy that. You might think that he would.
I wouldn't think that he would, but.
You might.
Okay.
But
you
just, I know.
Twice.
I know that he doesn't.
Okay,
like
noted.
It.
So I get to meet him.
Yes.
And I get to see Heather.
Yes.
And I'm going to get my hair did.
Get your hair did.
I need to find out how long, because I have sew in extensions that it's real hair. Mm-hmm. And they sewed in a couple strips, mm-hmm. like halfway down the back of my head.
Yeah.
Or knotted it in or whatever. But it's mm-hmm. actually, it's real hair that wasn't mine attached to my real hair.
Right.
And then it blends in nicely. So I guess this will be my third appointment.
Yeah.
So she completely takes them out
mm-hmm.
and then raises them.
Yep.
So I don't know how long, I mean, I don't know how many uses I use these same.
I don't know. I'm not going to say because I think some.
It varies.
If you take good care of them and are
I am taking good care of them, Jane.
Them,
okay.
You might get longer use than others.
Well, it feels judgy, Jane, the way you said that. What I was going to say before you were judgy again, I was going to say, why are you looking out at the snow? There's no snow. There's literally not even a snow on an inkling of the snow on the phone saying of the snow. Expect a drizzle in the next hour, Jaina.
Okay, I won't look
That's
anymore.
It. There's not even a snowflake in the next week. Okay, yeah?
It is going to be cold, though.
No, it's not. It's not even cold.
It's cold right now. Look
it's
at you
cold.
In your
I am
hoodie.
Having a sweatshirt, a turtleneck. Don't mind me.
You've got two sweatshirts on.
Okay, but can I tell you something happened? oh, wait. I just need closure on my hair.
Closure on your hair.
I feel like I might need more extensions. I need more bigger hairs.
I know.
That's what?
I'm just saying that's what happens.
Like, I wish I had more of it. Again, it's all about making my bottom look smaller. The bigger your hair is,
the smaller your fan. It's easier.
Then I can go get ice cream.
That's right. That's right.
It fixes everything, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we talking about?
Snow. No. You said you needed closure on something.
Well, that was that
I
closure.
Need closure on something. Can I take over? Well, we were just having,
I remember.
We were just having a conversation. You said we were in the top 100 podcasts in the Netherlands? And
Denmark,
and Sweden. And I think I said in the Netherlands.
And I said, no, in Denmark and Sweden.
And I said, but aren't Denmark and Sweden in the Netherlands?
So it led us to do further research, which only made things more confusing.
We know. Now we know.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, me either. Now we know that we still don't know.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I'm glad you said it like that. Okay. Can you read
what it was? This says, what's the difference between Holland and the Netherlands? Though the names were.
Wait, can I interject one thing?
Sure.
You know, I'm. I'm sorry.
I thought you said I could talk about it, but that's okay. That's fine.
Here's the deal. I'm not asking. I'm just going to interject something. This is me interjecting. Okay. I'm so visual.
Yes.
That, like, when you read the words, it's just words. Okay. So I can't read the words and process the words. I have to have a picture. So I pulled up a map when you were reading the words.
Okay.
Which only sort of helped. But it did help because it confirmed, first of all. It's Denmark. Wait. Finland.
Sweden.
Sweden, Finland, and Norway.
Yes.
Are the three peninsulas.
Yes.
Right? Denmark and Holland and the Netherlands. Well, because what you said is
what I was about, actually, I was
sorry,
about
yeah, to carry on. What it. I was going to say is you said the Netherlands, that like covers that whole area, right? And
right,
I said, no, the Netherlands is a country. I think
yes.
There's a separate country called the Netherlands, but I've heard the whole region called the Netherlands too.
Yes.
So it's confusing. So Jane, why don't you stop interrupting me and go ahead and carry on. Thank you.
Okay. It says, if you're like me, wait. If you're like me, you probably grew up thinking Holland and the Netherlands were both names for the European country famous for Gouda cheese, tulips, and wooden clogs.
I did not. I thought that was Holland.
Holland and the Netherlands were both names for the European country.
I never thought those were interchangeable. Okay.
So it says,
whoever wrote that is wrong, first of all.
The Dutch government recently axed Holland from its tourism campaigns and all official government communications you may have been sent, which, of course, the government from Holland communicates with me daily. And I've noticed they've
quit
taken
texting.
Holland.
Yeah.
Yep. As I was, okay, wait.
Wait, what are they called? What did they call the overall government?
Dutch.
So what is Dutch referred to?
It's people of the Netherlands. They are Dutch.
Okay.
So turns out after decades of being considered interchangeable terms, Holland and the Netherlands are two very different things. The Kingdom of the Netherlands was formed, blah, 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 blah.
It's attached to Germany.
Yes. Of the 12 provinces that make up the Netherlands, North Holland and South Holland, or Noord-Holland and Zuid-Holland, are just two of them. So
it's actually a province.
It's
two
just
provinces.
Two of the provinces
of the 12.
Of the Netherlands.
Okay.
And so what they're saying is people are only coming to Holland because that's what people. Like, as far as tourism goes, they only go to Holland.
Well, and Holland's not the name of the country. We aren't
the
only people that don't have this
country.
Clarified, correct?
So there are 12 provinces of the Netherlands.
Holland, North and South Holland are two of 12 provinces in the country of the Netherlands.
Yes.
But so help me understand the thing that I feel like I've always done, which is I feel like the Netherlands counted. I thought when you said the Netherlands, I thought it covered Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
no.
Like a region.
They are not part of it.
Okay. Then what do you call Norway, Sweden, and Finland?
Norway, Sweden, and Finland.
You know what, Jane?
I mean, they're part of Europe.
Off. Well, I know, but they're really X-rated looking. You look better on the ash.
Of course.
Here we go. No, not of course, Jane.
Here we go.
Not of course. It's not me trying to make up something they aren't. They're just sitting there looking phallic. Listen, I was born on a phallic state.
Oh, my gosh. Okay? Listen to me.
It's part of my...
This is... But what was interesting that we got talking about the Netherlands...
That does not look phallic, by the way. I just need to say it, Jane.
Is because why? That's where Elsa's from.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And I'm reading a book that took place in the Netherlands.
What's the book?
The Fjords.
Oh, that's the name
fjords.
Of the
Fjords. No, the but fjords? But it's about a cruise and they were in the fjords.
Okay, you just like seeing the fjords.
I do.
It's good.
It's called The Woman in Cabin 10.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It's a good book,
I actually. Wonder if she knows about the three states that look like penises. They're countries. Jane, don't be so easy, okay? Yeah.
Probably because she was a travel journalist.
Well, then I know she knows.
Well, you know what? This book... Remember I was talking about that book, The Turn of the Key, that I love so much? This is by the same author. The Woman in Cabin 10, Ruth Ware. She's like one of my new favorites. Just easy read, but kind
of
thrilling.
Your mom just let me borrow the Turn of the Key. It's on my nightstand.
It's good.
Ready to start it?
Okay. Yes.
Jane.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
We have our first sponsor.
We're sponsored?
Brandify.
Oh, Brandify.
The app. Brandify.
I don't have the app.
Jaina.
Where do you go to get the app?
Where's your phone?
Right here.
It's on iPhone. On the iPhone.
App Store?
It's a free app for iPhones. Mm-hmm. If you don't have an iPhone, follow them on Instagram.
Yep.
It's at Brandify, Brandefy _ like defying brands. Mm-hmm. And it's all about beauty dupes. So we can be smart and pretty.
Smart and pretty. So they like compare...
The $4 mascara with the $40 dupe.
Know when to spend and know when to save.
Wow.
That's what they'll do. They're like, listen, splurge here
and save here. And possibly get an equally good product. So, you know, I've tried their dupes before,
mm-hmm.
But this helps us. And what they hope we'll do is use the app as a tool to save money. But also when we try dupes to share and have more information. It's that whole
It's like a community.
It's like a community. It's what we love.
So go download the app, y'all.
Be smart and pretty with us.
Know when to save, know when to splurge.
Brandify. Okay, I have a question for you.
What?
That has nothing really to do with anything.
Okay.
Because I was just thinking about yesterday. If you... had to describe each kid in one word of your kids, what would you use?
Oh, gosh. That is such a mean thing to do to
me. Why does that mean?
Because I'm probably going to use really negative terms.
Oh.
Because that's where my brain goes, which is awful. That says something about me. What is this for? Why are you asking
nothing.
Me
nothing. I
this?
Just was thinking about it the other day. Okay, there's fine. No reason. We don't have to answer
well,
that
Well, no,
today.
It's fine. I will try and think of something more all-encompassing.
Well, I want to hear the negative.
Does it have to be one word or can I come up with a couple of different words? Like one word things that are.
Okay. Give me a couple.
Okay. So Jack would be responsible.
Yes. Good.
Intelligent.
Yes.
Rule follower. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I think of Jack. Okay. Sam.
He's also really,
really sweet.
Sweet.
He is.
I mean, he's
a
really,
really sweet kid.
All your kids are sweet. But I mean, Jack is very loving and affectionate. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what's funny is he didn't used to be affectionate.
But he is. He is. He's loving.
Now.
He's loving. How about that?
He is.
In words, too.
Very thoughtful.
Thoughtful, sweet.
Yes.
It's he's precious. Okay.
Like, I just got irritated. I was kind of irritated the other day. I can't remember exactly what I was doing, but I came into the kitchen And I had told Sam and Mary Jane they could make their own eggs. And then the kitchen was a mess because they don't know how to clean up the kitchen. Right. And so I made them come in there and cleaned up. But then, I mean, I still had to clean up after them. And Jack was asking me if I could help him with something. And I said, yes, I want to do that, but I've got to do this first. Mm-hmm. And I said, the way I kind of answered him was I was kind of short. And then I said, I'm sorry, I'm actually really looking forward to doing that. I'm just annoyed because, you know, the kids get really disappointed when I say they can't make their own eggs or they can't make their own salt dough or whatever it is. But this is why. It's a mess. Right. And, you know, they're always like, we can do it by ourselves. Okay, you can make the mess by yourselves, right. but you can't clean it up by yourselves, apparently. Right. So it does create a lot of work for me, and that's irritating. And I said, but I shouldn't be irritated. I should be more patient. And he said, well, that's why you have me, because I love to help you clean up. And he came and was like taking out the trash and where can I put this and where can I do that? Like he was just being, I mean,
he's like that.
He's like that.
That's really sweet.
He is like that. So okay. Those are probably the words. See, I feel like I can't use just one word.
I
know you
can't. I can't even expect
so you if to. I like three words. Maybe in Fine. Three words. Okay, so Sam. I added
a fourth, sure.
Sam would be endearing, mm-hmm. Intuitive.
Very.
Sympathetic. He's very sympathetic.
Yeah, he is.
Sympathetic and intuitive to other people's feelings.
Very.
And curious.
Those are great.
Those are the words I would use for Sam.
And I think those are all great for him.
And then Mary Jane, and I'm really not meaning any of these in a negative way, okay? Or at least this. Mary Jane is, nurturing, dramatic.
Determined.
Oh, determined.
Those are all great.
And like perseverance is another, she.
And that's what I mean by that.
Yeah, determined. She's also very capable. You know what I mean? Like she's sometimes I have to think, because not only is she tall and big, like she wears a size 5 in a shoe. Okay. Right. She's 6 years old.
Right.
Like that's crazy to me that her shoe size is a size 5. I think when all my other kids were 5, they were wearing like a 13.
Right.
She's wearing a size 5. Anyways. So she's tall and big. She's very mature, precocious. Maybe that would be a good word for her, is precocious. She's very precocious. And so sometimes she's very capable and determined. So sometimes when she doesn't do something that I feel like
she should have,
I do have to kind of be like, okay, but she is just 6.
Right.
Like it's.
I always had that with Skylar because of the same reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Those are good.
That's how would you describe Skylar? Is this
no? I don't know. I don't want to do it. I just want to hear yours. Okay, let's. I want to tell you something.
Pull your microphone closer.
I want to tell you something that's funny. You reminded me with the talking about the weather,
mm-hmm.
and I had totally forgotten this story. But when we first moved to Richmond,
mm-hmm.
and I was at work one day. And they were talking about this tornado warning. Well, listen, I can do a hurricane in my sleep, honey. Mm-hmm. No problem. Tornadoes, not so much. And it turns out that tornadoes, what you do for a tornado is not what you do for a hurricane.
True.
So I was at work. All of a sudden, there's this sound that sounds like a train. This is the closest I've ever come to a tornado. The only other than...
Wait a second.
What?
So what was coming was a tornado.
What they said was coming was a tornado. Okay. I don't know what to do with a tornado.
Okay.
I know exactly what to do with a hurricane.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, it was like a tornado's coming. You could hear the... It sounds like a train coming.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say that. But it really legitimately sounded like a train coming. So I'm like, I can't remember what you're supposed to do in tornadoes.
In a tornado, you're supposed to go like to a windowless. You're supposed to be like more in the center of your house to a windowless room. So like we have a closet under the stairs. That's where we would go.
Okay. Well, wherever I went for the hurricane was not the same as we went for a tornado, and I did all the things wrong. And I was by myself, and I'm like, you have to get under a piece of furniture, stay from windows. That's all true.
Yeah.
Everybody gone like to the basement. I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we don't have basements in Florida. The basement like in Florida is underwater. The basement
will flood. Yeah, you got to get up high.
You don't go, when we don't have basements. I mean, if you do, it's only because your house is built up on stilts. Then it's not a basement. So I'm like, I didn't even know there was a basement. Everybody's in the basement. I'm like, on the regular floor, under a table. They're like, okay, you don't want to be under furniture. You need to be in a room that doesn't have furniture and close it off and be as low to the ground as you can. So I'm like, y'all didn't do that right. And they're like, that was a tornado. It's not the same. Anyway, it was kind of funny.
That's really funny.
I thought it was funny. I mean, it was funny because the building nothing didn't happened. Blow away. Yeah. We were fine, even though it wrecked a lot.
If you had blown away, it wouldn't have been
it would
as
have
funny.
Been less funny.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that movie Twister?
Yeah, that was stressful.
It was a stressful movie, but remember all those little balls that got sucked up into the tornado?
No. Oh. That would have been one of those.
It's like a little data tracker.
Oh, that's cool. I don't remember that.
I remember
well.
That part.
It stressed
and
me
they,
out.
And they, like, to get the little balls in the tornado, they had to, he, like, chained himself to this pipe.
Nice.
And that's then they committed. Were, like, in the tornado together.
That's stupid.
I know. It was a little. I kind of liked the movie. It was
I mean,
called
a lot
Twister,
of people did.
I think
it was called Twister. A lot of people liked it. It had Helen Hunt, didn't it?
Was it Helen Hunt?
I don't know, Jane. I don't even remember liking the movie, so I don't really
I think
know.
It did have. It had somebody.
It undoubtedly did. It really surely did.
There were some actors and actresses in it, for sure.
100%. And radio balls. Radio actors. Or
data
tornado
balls.
That's what I said. Data balls.
Data balls.
That's what I said. Booby trap. Okay, Jane.
What?
I'm about to be 13 years sober.
I know.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm so
I ordered
excited.
My poker chip. My pretty medallion that I order that's sparkly. Here's my one from last year.
I love it.
It's so pretty. It has Swarovski crystals and glitter on it. But 13 years is a long time.
It's a huge amount of time.
And it's more than half of Skylar's life, which that makes me real happy.
I know. That's amazing.
So that's kind of a big deal. And also, in addition, I had...
You keep stalling me.
Well, I just need to say one more thing.
Okay.
I ordered rope lights because I felt like if we're going to have stairs and we're going to not tap on them and we're going to have a disco ball and all the things, I don't want to talk about my hang up on tapping on the stairs. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need rope lights. When do you not need rope lights?
I mean,
it just, and once, you know how it is. Once I see it in my head, I can't unsee it till they're there.
That's right.
So I ordered some rope lights, like the 80s rope lights. Because, I mean, I don't know. I haven't done a lot of research on rope lights. Well, I have now.
Okay.
So I order the 80 rope lights. They're real hard to work with.
They are?
Well, kind of because it's in that, you know.
Are they stiff? Is it like stiff?
Yes. It's
so
a
it's
clear,
not as malleable
it's a rope.
As you would like it to be.
You know, it's like a clear rope and then it has the lights in it, which is just hard when I'm trying to zigzag them up the stairs. So I screwed in like these brace things. It wouldn't go like it just it went from bad to worse trying to make them do what
so
I wanted
you
to do.
So
one of my followers sent me a message and was like, get those stick-on rope lights. And I'm like, surely that's not a thing. That sounds way too easy and it's annoying that that would be the solution, but okay, fine. So I ordered stick-on. And it's literally like you peel off the back like a sticker on a strip that's got lights on it.
Did it work?
So I ordered that and it came. The lights are, you know, how I have an LED issue. Homie, don't play with cold light, cool light. I want warm. I want them pink bulbs, incandescent. And if it's not that, I'm not having them. So clearly I can't get pink incandescent rope lights. So they send this. It's like bright. And I'm like, no, because the rope lights are that warm, soft 80s kind of stripper look.
Yeah.
Strip club look. That was the look I guess I was going for. I didn't realize it till I got these bright white trashy strip clubs.
See, what happened was we went from classy Shirley Temple tap dancing to now this is a stripper. Something?
Well, it's not a stripper, Jane.
You just said stripper.
I didn't know it, stripper club stage-esque.
Okay.
And I didn't know that I wanted that look until I didn't have the look. I had a real bright white. It wasn't classy either, Jane.
Okay.
So sticker lights are classy, Jane. Sticker lights. I thought and you just said stairs.
They weren't because they were.
Well, they
LED.
Are because I reordered them in the warm ones.
Oh, you can get warm
so
ones?
So now they're just easy breezy. And easy breezy and
beautiful.
Beautiful. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she ordered it on Amazon. So I stuck those babies on, Jane, and it is
magical.
Pretty freaking magical. I'm not going to lie. And then I also got a new recovery clock.
Yay.
For Sean from October 2nd of 2020.
That's
so
amazing.
We're going to tappity tap for him, and Rebecca's getting the sobriety clock up. And also, I just want to remind anybody that is in recovery and would like a sobriety clock, just email Natalie at natalieriddell.com, and we'll get you one up on our website. And if you are need a little bit of hope in this hopeless time to see that other people are in recovery and you aren't alone, you can always see it on our website at natalieriddell.com. Go ahead, Jane.
Sorry, it's just
chic advice time.
Promised.
Do it.
We've promised for chic advice.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Sounds like you're trying to sign off.
No, I just was
interjecting. And I've got a really important
okay, one. I'm ready. I've got my advice ready to go.
Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Get your soapbox on. I mean,
have I gotten off of it? Fire away.
Fire away, fire away.
That's a good song.
I know. I love that song.
Da da da.
Bulletproof.
Da, da, da. That's a great song. Lose.
Okay, ready? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing to lose over here. Bulletproof. Fire away.
Hi, ladies. Sorry, I was putting it down below the microphone, and then I couldn't read it and talking to the microphone at the same time. Okay. Hey, ladies.
Hi.
I just love listening to you guys and have been debating for months if I should send this in or not. Aww. I'm sorry this may be a little long. We don't mind.
No, we're here.
So it's the dreaded mother-in-law. Quick backstory.
Finally a mother-in-law. What took so long to get a mother-in-law? God. Go ahead.
Quick backstory. My husband is an only child and my mother-in-law was a single mother, never married. All through our relationship, we've had to, quote, help my mother-in-law out like financially. The week of our wedding, she needed help with rent. We gave her the money that she originally had given us for the rehearsal dinner. A month after, she still needed help with rent. Well, long story short, she moved in with us a month and a half after we got married for 6 months. We then moved out of our apartment and in with my dad, mainly to get rid of her, but also to save up for a house. We ended up paying off her car because she was constantly having issues paying it, and my husband was co-signed on her car, and with us wanting to buy a house, we needed and wanted to not have to worry about it. So fast forward a year and a half right before the pandemic, we went to move her because the lady she was renting from decided to sell and she needed to move. We showed up and asked her where we were taking her stuff, and she said, I don't know. So we moved her into our house. We gave her a month, but you know, with COVID and a global pandemic and her being picky as all get out, she is still with us. She lost her job in August, but knew she would be losing her job at some point back in May, but did not try too hard to find another job. She finally got a job and started a week ago, praise the Lord. My husband and I feel like we've done a lot for her and are at a loss of what to do now. We gave her a date to move out and she threw a fit and basically said, we have said we want to help, but what have we done for her? My husband has said, I don't know, a roof over your head, food. She just will use the fact that she raised him and basically he owes her for that. She just doesn't see it. And she obviously thinks I'm the bad person. This is the wife talking. I'm the bad person in this situation because she thinks I've changed her son and that since she is his mom and we are family, we should do anything for each other. She is being really manipulative and she doesn't see it when her son points it out to her. She has told him that he was the manipulative one as a child, but she doesn't hold that against him. So what I'm looking for advice here is what should we do? I know she is going to try to drag her feet or come up with reasons why she can't make the date we've given her to move out by. Do we just say your entry code will be deactivated on this date and stick to it? I feel like we've done so much and that if we don't hold to it, she will just take advantage of us more than she already has. But I know that this is going to be a big issue if and when this happens. I know that if we kick her out, as much as my husband and I are on the same page, and if, God forbid, something happens to her, he will never forgive himself. He told me if and when we do kick her out, he is going to really need my help with actually following through, because this is his mom and it will be hard to do that. It just makes me sad that he had to deal with this, because the roles are definitely reversed right now and their relationship is not good right now. Anyways, thanks in advance. Sincerely, frustrated daughter-in-law.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
I know. I feel bad for all three of them. I feel bad for the husband.
I mean,
let's call them mother-in-law, son, daughter-in-law.
That was brilliant, Jane. I'm really glad you're here to help us with that.
Well, I called him husband, and then I was like, no, I want him to be the son. He is the son in this situation.
But he is also the husband.
Well, true. True.
So it's easy for us to answer this because we are not directly involved.
Sure.
Or it is for me. Like, easy for me to say. But here's what I really think from what I've gotten about that message. The only boundary that's going to get put up is going to be by y'all.
Yes.
It's not going to be from her. It seems like a harmless thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well, maybe it's not a big deal to keep her on, but it builds resentment, and resentment is dangerous. And even if you don't want to resent her, I mean, I even resent her, and I've never met the lady.
Right.
So it sounds like your husband also feels like it's the right thing, which means he's building resentment.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'm really proud of y'all for handling it as well as you have so mm-hmm. far, but it also looks like you've given a lot and it gets to a point where it's taking advantage and not okay.
Right.
And I think it's past that point. And so you have every right. My advice would be, yes, you do say, now that you have a new job, we are picking this date. We're standing by this date. It has nothing to do with us not loving you. We love you and support you, but we are an independent family and now, and that's the natural progression. Mm-hmm. And we are going to change our locks,
right?
Or it's going to damage our relationship. We need to mm-hmm. set up those boundaries, and it's non-negotiable. And it sounds like, I mean, I understand how your husband, I really feel bad for your husband, worst of all, because I'm sure he feels the most caught, but that's the reality, and it means it's also going to kind of come down to him. But it sounds like he is even asking you for his support, because yes. I understand how he feels. I would feel that way too. Okay, I really want to, but like, I need help doing it.
Yes.
I think y'all just have to, you know, as a team, kind of just put your heads down and say, this, pick together a good date that seems reasonable. And not out of stress or unkindness, just kindly say, this is really what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we are undoubtedly changing the locks. And I think that's awful that you have to be doing that. But it's awful that you're having to do that because she's put y'all in that position.
Right.
So you've tried to be giving and forgiving. And I really think it's going to take y'all making boundaries or they're not going to happen. And I think you're going to have to stick to them. And I think if you can and do that, there is still hope to salvage that relationship.
Yes.
I've seen lots of friends, sister cousins, sisters, like my mom, like stories from so many people that I know up close that have all had years in their marriage, typically early.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some kind of come to Jesus with mm-hmm. the in-laws that everybody thought, we're not going to make it through this. And now years later, it's because those boundaries were put up, and it usually does fall to the husband.
Mm-hmm.
So it protects the wife, because you do feel like that the stress on that relationship. Usually it's part of kind of becoming your own family, is your husband having to sort of man up and put that, draw those lines mm-hmm. for your family. Because if you don't do it now, you're going to have to do it eventually. And yeah. The main point in my saying that is you aren't alone. Like, I don't think people don't talk about it because they don't want to get in trouble with their in-laws.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't want to stress their husbands out.
And you don't want to make the situation worse.
And you don't want to make it worse. But mainly what I'm telling you is from my close relationships, mm-hmm. sister, moms, aunts, sister, cousins, best friends, I don't know almost anybody that hasn't had some kind of, that can look back at a sort of come to Jesus, putting a line, drawing a line in the sand. And also, truthfully, in all those same relationships that I'm recalling in my mind and I'm not disclosing because I don't want to get in trouble, they are now at a point that's really pretty darn good. Yeah. Not perfect, but that's not but a
no
thing
relationship is perfect.
Correct. Period. And that's a complicated relationship no matter how you cut it.
Yes.
Unless you're like me and your husband's mother had passed away before you got married. So we have a really good really relationship. I mean, John's the one that says that. I know that seems disrespectful. He's like, you have the best mother-in-law. Because like, y'all don't have to, really y'all get along like really well. It's like perfect. Well, go ahead, Jane.
I have a book recommendation. First of all, I'm going to say it's going to get better before it gets worse.
Wait, setting the, you mean worse before it gets better?
Yep, that's what I meant. Okay. It's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to feel worse before it feels better.
Yes.
And it just, it does when you're drawing those boundaries. And I think about it when, and I think this couple, she didn't say they did, but I don't want to assume they don't have children. But you have to think about when you're going with children and they, you know, your child starts a bad habit, whatever it is, they're trying to, you put the Christmas tree up and they're trying to touch the Christmas tree. Okay. What's the easiest thing to do? A, let them touch the Christmas tree. And right. then they end up pulling it down. They break ornaments. They do whatever. Somebody gets hurt. So they put it. Okay. So that's easy because you don't have to deal with it, but then it's dangerous. Just don't have a Christmas tree. Don't have a Christmas tree.
And then that's okay, sad.
But then that's sad. And also you're avoiding a teaching moment with that child.
Right.
The hard thing to do is set up the boundaries.
Initially hard. Because the boundaries are set.
Teaching that child not to touch the Christmas tree is the right thing to do. I mean, there are going to be many things in that child's life that they may not touch. For their own safety. And really, touching a Christmas tree, whether it's fake or real, or you have glass ornaments or you don't, or I mean, if they pull on a branch and pull the tree over on themselves, they could really hurt. I mean, there's reasons right. why. But also, they need to start learning, listen, when mom says no, that means no. When mom says don't touch, I shouldn't touch it. You need to set up those boundaries. Is that child going to pitch a fit? Is he going to cry? Probably. He's going to be mad. The Christmas tree looks magical and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Why can't he be part of that? So anyways, so it's going to be hard before you're like, oh yeah, my child doesn't mess with Christmas trees because and yes, it was hard at first. We spent, you know, 2 weeks going back and forth with don't touch, but now that child knows when I say don't touch, I mean, don't touch.
Right.
And it's, so that's what I mean by it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to feel ugly before you get to that place of reconciliation where you've set up the boundaries, where everybody knows what to expect. The second thing I'm going to say is I have a really, really great book recommendation.
Okay.
And it's actually, they're two different books. There's Toxic In-Laws and Toxic Parents. One is for the daughter-in-law, you can read the Toxic In-Laws book. And for the son, he can read the Toxic Parents book. What would be really great is if you both read them together. It defines what toxic in-laws are and how, like, there are several different types of toxic parents or in-laws.
And there's no way that's not touched on what she's talking about.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
The boundaries.
Absolutely. And actually, I'll look the book up really quickly because it's got like a little, you know how like, what's the little side title or whatever.
Yes, tagline.
Or whatever. Yeah. It was really good. Hold on. Toxic. Plus, I also wanted to, I should have already had this looked up.
Well,
I
want to tell y'all. Were doing, oh, well, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah, here it is. Susan Forward, PhD, is the, author. What's it called? Yeah. And so toxic in-laws, actually, okay, toxic in-laws, loving strategies for protecting your marriage, which I loved. But yeah, it's Susan Forward, PhD. And it's an incredible book. And if you are, I think it would be huge, huge for you to read that. I think it would be a huge help. So I highly recommend that book.
Okay, that's helpful. But hang in there.
And the same author wrote Toxic Parents.
Right. Cool. Great recommendation. And also great chic advice question.
It was a great chic advice question. And I hope that helps. I really hope that helps. There's nothing more, well, I won't say nothing, but as it is so heartbreaking to go through broken family relationships. That is a heartbreaking thing to go through.
Yeah, it is.
And sometimes you will feel like you have to make the hard decisions that, like, this decision, like, how is this making it better? But making those hard decisions will make it better. I'll just encourage you in that. And you are loving them in this way, just like you are loving that child from teaching them not to touch the stove, not to touch the Christmas tree. You're setting up those boundaries. They know what to expect. You kind of have to do the same thing in this situation.
And it's a different mindset. Like, just like we go from being a daughter to a wife, like your family unit changes.
Yes.
The son too. So you have to kind of reframe everything. And that doesn't just happen overnight, because your whole life you've been built. And I can say, just from being a single mom, like, that bond. Now, I hope I'm, don't do those things to Skylar, but I don't think I would. Because why would I'm sure I'm not in that book. I can tell you that much. That's all I'm going to say about that. But truthfully, like, that is, and that's a really strong relationship. And that's, I think that would be hard to break. I mean, it's not lost on me that you said a single mom and an only child. Like, that's that much harder. But that mom needs to step up and let go. And what I hope you can do more than anything, and it sounds like y'all are doing this, is, you know, you don't want it to drive you and your husband apart. It should drive y'all together. It probably won't. I'm not saying you won't sometimes feel like it's driving you apart. Mm-hmm. But as much as y'all can lean in together and work as a team to protect your family unit now, I think keeping that mindset's important. It sounds like you are.
Yep. I was going to say, it's, you know, in the Bible when it talks about leaving and cleaving, a lot of people, that actually is directed to the husband. Is to leave and cleave. And so he is going to need your support, and it's going to be really hard. And gentle, loving reminders that he is doing this for what is his priority, which is his nuclear family, which is you.
But it sounds like her hubby does. He get does. It. You know, that's awesome.
Yes. But when rubber meets the road, and
it's hard.
It you know, and when you're changing the
and to really have to go face your mom.
And have to go face your mom.
And say, I'm changing our locks. That's no joke.
Yes. And just a reminder that you are not doing this to her. She is doing this to herself. Right. And that needs to be a reminder. Y'all are not creating this situation.
Right.
Y'all have been gracious. Y'all have been supportive. Y'all have been loving. And
you're kind of being forced into this.
She has created this situation. And you have not. So that would be
hang in there. Also, just as a side note, on any of the chic advice, we love chic advice, but also any follow up from our chic advice. Well, especially if it was good. If what we advised created any problems in your life, please email Felicia at natalieriddell.com. But if it actually helped,
email Jane
at NatalieRidell.com.
You can email me either way because I've
been, right. And she'll
if we're giving bad advice, like if you're like, okay,
I guess
you
we
know
do
what?
Need to know. Actually,
I would like
we do
to
need
know.
To know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we would love, if y'all have sent in chic advice, we all want to, we all inquiring minds want to know.
Yes.
How did it end?
How did it end?
Send it in. Okay. Thank y'all for 5-star reviews and ratings.
Yes.
You keep us up at the top, which keeps us going and is an inspiration. Mm-hmm. And we're grateful. And
super
if you
grateful.
Haven't done a review, we would love it.
Shame on you. I'm just kidding. Not shame on you. How exciting that you still have a chance to do
all
it.
All right. You do.
Whoa.
And we would love a 5-star. Jane really
we
gets
only accept
mood.
5-star reviews.
Yeah, we do.
It really actually, it will hurt my feelings.
It hurts my feelings because it hurts your feelings. Okay. So just remember this week, when chic happens, we got this.
Ha ha ha.